Welcome to this week's episode of Champs and Gossip. We hope everyone's recovered from their long, long holiday week.
Woo-woo. So long.
I'm here with Shannon.
Hi.
And Carlin.
Hey.
And we are ready to drink some champagne and dish some dirt.
Yes.
Carlin, what are we drinking?
So today we are drinking Martini and Rossi. It's a Prosecco sparkling wine, and it actually kind of ties into our theme today. We're going to talk about weddings a little bit later, but this bottle actually was given to me by my best friend who works for Bacardi, and she kind of put like a label on it asking me to be her matron of honor. So
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, is this that thing that went down in Miami?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yes. Where did it take place? Where in Miami?
At Bagatelle.
I'm sorry. Where? Bagatelle? The Bagatelle?
Yes, the Bagatelle.
Oh, my gosh. Was Ramona there?
No, Ramona was not there.
Oh, that sucks.
It would have been great.
Snaps from that night were amazing.
Amazing, right?
I know. Legendary.
So we're going to open this bottle.
Woo woo.
And
is that our guest calling?
It is.
Are we let in the building?
We do have a guest today. She's actually
probably here, but we got to pop.
We're
the
so
camp.
Bougie.
The bottle first.
In a locked building.
Yeah. The studio is sacred.
We're really safe here.
Oh shit!
Oh, oh god! Man.
Oh god!
So does Bacardi own Martini and Rossi?
Yeah, it's one of their brands.
I knew that, but I didn't know if our listeners knew it.
Oh, sorry about that. I didn't put two and two together for everybody.
Oh, my God,
everybody.
That's such a cute label. Pop the dude it. I'm marrying.
Yeah.
And you standing next to me. Oh, will you be my matron?
It's super cute.
That's adorable.
It was one of the three bottles that she got me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was this bottle okay. And then two Bacardi bottles. So they all had stuff on it.
So cute.
Awesome.
Yeah, she's intense, but I love her. All right, let's pour this up.
Whoop, whoop.
Okay, so our guest showed up, and she's gracing us with her presence.
Made it in the building.
Her name is Darnell. She is a wedding and event planner with C&D Events, which is...
Who's the C?
I am the C. but we wanted to have her come and sit and chat with us. So we poured her a glass of champagne. So she's enjoying her champagne. Say hi, Dee.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, I can't hear you. Oh. There we go.
Oh. Do it again.
To the mic.
Hello, everyone. How are you in radio land?
Podcast land, she means.
Podcast land.
Okay, so we need to try our champagne. We need to try and see if we like it.
Oh, I already tried it.
Oh, you already tried
it?
Yeah,
it's good.
Oh.
What kind of champagne is
it? It's Martini and Rossi, so it's the one that you like.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just for you.
Just for you.
Thank you so much.
It's good.
It is very delicious.
Okay. It's really good. So, Shannon, you want to get us into our top five?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Do you have five this week or do you have four or six or okay. seven or 12?
I listened to the rules, so I did five. Well, let me rephrase that. I'm not sure I really listened to the rules because it's reality TV weddings, but they could be on TV or they could be reality
like
stars
reality
that got
stars
married.
Who got married and either the wedding was on TV or you felt like it was because it was talked about so much
so
on
much.
The show. Just
okay.
like
okay.
those reality TV couples who end up actually getting married.
Okay, so my first one is not a reality TV couple, so I will not say it.
Is it Will and Kate?
It is, but it was on TV. And
that
I
can
sure,
count. It was on
I'm
TV.
Darnell shaking her
it
head.
Wasn't
yes,
just on TV.
Love
it was like on TV all day, and I watched
yeah.
it all.
So
day.
That can count.
That can count.
Oh, okay.
It can count.
Perfect.
I woke up early to watch that.
Yeah, oh yeah,
I did
and
too.
And every rerun, I mean everything, I watched all
yeah.
day. Okay,
all day.
Awesome. Tamara and Eddie from Ooh. The Real Housewives of OC.
Okay.
Yeah. Anybody remember Heather DeBro singing at that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of weird now that
did
they're
we
not
hear,
friends.
Did
huh?
we hear her sing?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We did.
I couldn't remember.
And it wasn't great.
Oh.
But she's not. They're not friends anymore. So now they forever have Heather DeBro
mm-hmm.
singing at their wedding, and they're not friends.
And they're not friends.
Also,
yeah.
Vicky and Heather were both in the wedding.
Yes.
I was looking at pictures.
Yeah,
from
they
it
were.
Today.
I could get by Heather being in the wedding, like, in those photos, but not Vicky.
Yeah. Nope. I would want to cut her out.
Ooh, that's a good question for later.
This is a really... did Nick and Jessica get married?
They sure did. They sure did.
They got married on TV?
Yeah, it wasn't on their show. It was on a different show on VH1.
Okay, see, I had them, and then I was like, no, it wasn't on the Newlywed show.
Oh, okay. Well, it was on VH1.
Okay.
Oh, got it. I still stand by. I loved them. Like, I get why they didn't work out, and three kids for him and two kids later for her. But I loved it.
They're on my list.
Such a, you know, the virgin thing. It was all crazy. Now she's all. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, hey, hey.
Just kidding. Okay. You know what I'm obsessed with? Those damn Duggar weddings. It's like fascinating. It's like a car wreck that you can't stop watching because it's like they have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, like 500 people.
But aren't there like a million of them in their family?
Yeah, but then everyone does the stuff for them. Like they don't have to do a thing.
Oh.
And it's like they have really nice decor and like it's just weird.
But I don't even know how I would like that.
I don't know. It's so bizarre. It's like I cannot turn it off when I watch, though.
I don't like that.
Aren't they the ones where you can't, like, have any physical touch until you're, like, married?
Yeah, they have to court. So, like, you can only side hug and hold hands. You can only hold hands once you become engaged.
Also.
What? Once you become engaged?
Yeah.
Now, imagine if that's how we live today.
No, thank you.
Like, the latest one to get married is 19 because she was like, yo, this sucks.
I would have been like 15.
Yeah, no, that would be terrible. That's like the Mormons that do the.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. How do they not? How are they not like the first person they meet? They're like, we're getting married.
I don't know. They need like permission from the dad. It's really bizarre.
Well, every time they court, they marry that person.
That is yeah, because true. You're not supposed to court unless you're going to marry them.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh.
So no, there's, I think there was
that's
one.
That's the biblical way, guys.
Well,
clearly. I did not follow that way.
I don't think many of us follow that way.
I don't think
I definitely did a few side hugs before I was courting.
Only a few side hugs? That's all you did?
Yeah. Maybe like a kiss here or there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh
that's
my God,
about
that just
it.
Made me think of that Willa Ford song. Is that Willa Ford who sang that? Who sings that Kiss Kiss song?
Could you sing it?
I digress.
No. I thought it was.
If I sang it, you would not know what it was.
I thought it was Faith Hill.
No, that's like this kiss.
This kiss.
This is this is a terrible song that no one would know. Anyway, okay. I don't know if they got married on TV. They did not actually, but their reality couple is Lauren Conrad and William Tell.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Because
I wish they got married. On
I know,
TV.
Me too. Because I love everything.
I love Lauren.
Oh my God.
Oh,
no. I love Lauren. So everything much. About her. So,
anyway. I have a couple of her clothes.
She has every item.
Yeah. Did you buy that jacket?
I sure
did. Clearance,
sure
right?
Did, yeah.
See? Perfect.
Kohl's. Thank you, Kohl's.
You guys are hilarious. Oh my God.
I sure did. Thank you.
Every time I'm on Kohl's website, I see it. I'm like, I wonder if she bought this. So, sorry, we digress.
Oh, is that five?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I stuck
good.
To five.
You want me to go?
Sure.
I can go. Okay. I have Candy and Todd
from
Atlanta. Because I feel like, well, yeah, I watched all of their wedding. Kim and Croy from Atlanta as well.
That's a good
one. Because they had a lot of drama with their wedding with like the mom and all these other people. Kim and Chris Humphries.
Oh,
I almost put them on my list.
Only because,
I forgot about them.
Wait, only because
did you just dip your lollipop in your champagne?
Sure did. It's real good.
Listen, I only have them on the list because this is so stupid. I was living in Miami at the time. Mm-hmm. I literally had a watch party for their wedding. Legit.
I think the wedding itself was nice, but I think the whole I just personally don't.
I did not think that they should have gotten married.
Exactly.
I would have put Kim and Kanye, but they didn't film theirs. So
maybe that's because they knew that one would last a little more because they both love each other themselves more than like.
Amen.
So.
But yeah, so I have them, Chloe and Lamar,
because
I really liked their wedding, and then I had Lala and Carmelo Anthony, because.
Did How many of your people are still together?
I know. I was like, wait, yikes. They're separated.
Yeah, they're separated.
But I know. But I really liked their wedding because then from their wedding, she got a spinoff show from that. And mm-hmm. it was on for like 3 years or something like that. But let me see.
Can we remember she started as a VJ?
Yeah. And I also really hated her when she was on.
Terrible.
100%.
She's kind of really annoying.
She was so annoying.
Yeah.
Really. But now I like her. Lala. I like her now. I don't like that her name is Lala.
Well, now you're on her side because he cheated on her.
I am on her side. So three of my couples are not married anymore.
I think Atlanta's had the most on TV weddings. Greg and Nene renewed their vows.
Yes, they did.
And then Cynthia and Peter, which...
They got married on...
Yeah.
Mallory.
Remember, she wore that
silver dress.
Maybe I didn't watch that one.
Well, back and watch it. It's
with Mallory, the sister, and the mother hated him.
Hid the license?
Yes.
I would have flipped.
Don't you think you should know before your wedding day, though, if they're going to hide the damn license? Like, if someone in your family doesn't like who you're marrying, like, not a cousin who you don't talk to, but, like, your mom or your sister.
Yeah.
What? Tell me before my wedding day.
Or, first of all, why do you have it? Why did they have it?
Well, they did tell her. So they did tell her. They just didn't like him. Mm. So I think for that, I mean, I would just... I can't curse.
Yeah, you can. Girl, you can say it all.
You just let us know.
You just can't say the F word.
I'm not going to.
Okay,
but
well, we will.
In my mind, there's a couple of words that would have been rolling off my tongue.
Oh, yeah.
Because of that situation.
100%.
You know, all I can tell you is that when it comes to marriage, you definitely want your family and everyone to be supportive, but it's really you and the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You have to really kind of understand, like, your family is not... marrying this person, it's you mm-hmm. marrying this person. Mm-hmm. So I think with all of that, that really kind of put a bad spin on their marriage in itself. So yeah.
Agreed.
I think so too.
Because didn't they have so many issues? Didn't exist.
Yeah.
You know?
Ugh.
Terrible.
Okay, let's move on.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll start with mine. Yeah. I had Nick and Jessica.
Yes.
I had Chloe and Lamar.
Yeah.
Frederick and Derek from Million Dollar Listing New York.
Their wedding was on TV too?
It was. It wasn't like a big special. It was just like one episode.
It was down in the Keys?
They got married in...
Somewhere tropical.
I remember, in the Bahamas.
Oh, yes. I remember that.
Is it the Bahamas?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Something like that.
Yeah, they were
I love
on the beach.
Them. Mm-hmm. We should be drinking his High Kick Rosé.
Oh.
He has a High Kick Rosé.
Oh. We're going to put that on the list.
Okay.
This one is probably really terrible considering recent events, but Bethany and Jason.
Oh. When she was pregnant and then she had to go
and she had to go to the
bathroom.
And she covered the pool. I loved that wedding.
I
loved that show.
Yeah.
Happy for them.
Yeah,
I
same.
Really thought they were going to last.
Same.
Bat shit.
Yeah.
So.
And then, shocking, I know, number one, Spencer and Heidi.
Every time.
Because it was filmed on the hills.
Yeah, and Lauren showed up.
Oh, that's right.
How much do we think she got paid to show up?
Oh, I mean, if they were filming, for sure.
Like, I think she got an extra bonus. Like, if you want to go,
mm-hmm.
show up.
And she was like, I guess.
Yeah.
I would.
She's sitting pretty right now, so hey.
So pretty. So pretty. All right, Dee.
All right. So, on my list, I mean, I did have Candy and Todd. That was taken off. Will and Kate was taken off. But I think I don't know if this was actually filmed, but I did go on YouTube
mm-hmm.
and watch it. I did.
That counts.
Yeah,
I love that there's YouTube videos of it.
Yeah,
yeah, but Gabrielle and Dwayne.
Oh my God, I love them.
Yeah.
Have you seen them around France or wherever?
Yes, their pictures are amazing.
So
they are right out of a catalog.
Yes.
Let me just tell you secretly, you guys know I'm getting married.
We do, and we will talk about that because it sounds real good.
I am secretly taking ideas from their wedding for my wedding. Like, I absolutely love... Yeah. Their wedding.
Their wedding was awesome.
It was awesome. It was different.
Oh,
you know,
watch it.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh my God.
I think it's funny that it's on YouTube.
Well, I Googled them and because I wanted to see it. So I was.
She's doing her research.
I'm sure I saw pictures, but I need to
know. Yeah, I saw the pictures. Yeah.
I think the video is like 30, 40 minutes, but I watched the entire.
I can do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
The entire thing. But I think it was her walk. Going to like to the owl, it was the longest walk ever, and I enjoyed every moment.
Oh, I can't wait.
Her dress was really pretty,
too. Yeah. I was going to start at the parking lot.
She is just so pretty.
And that's what I want to do.
She's going to get, like, she's like, no, limo, stop here. And she's going to get out.
I want to start at the parking lot. I want to make a stop around the entire building prior to walking down the aisle.
Yes.
Waving and just ready to say, about damn time. This day has finally came, so.
And I'm going to take my sweet ass time getting down. Yes.
You will soak it all
How long
in.
Did you wait for the ring that long to get down to the aisle?
Matter of fact, it's going to be outside, so my guest, I'm sorry, I'm going to apologize in advance. We live in Florida, and it's going to be hot.
It's going to be so hot.
Throw him a fan.
Yeah, I mean something, but I am going to take my time walking down the aisle. I'm going to walk so slow that it's going to look like I'm barely moving. Okay? Oh, I just want to make sure you know that.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Oh, my God.
So
I'm going to stand at the parking lot and watch just from afar with a stopwatch and be like, all right, she said she was going to take a really long time.
We're at 20 minutes now. 20 minutes.
I could have a bet, a prop bet on it. How long is she going to take?
Oh. I think you guys should do that.
That's so good.
Oh, my gosh.
You're all invited.
I just love that it's already planned. She's like, yep, it's going to take.
Yeah, I'm going to walk down the aisle for 30 minutes.
So I've gone to the venue and actually figured out like different ways I should walk. Because they have a pergola and I wanted to walk underneath the pergola and just kind of do that. But if I do that, I'm walking on the side of where my guest.
I thought I was bad.
Is going to be sitting and not coming down the aisle. I'm actually going to have to walk.
So you got to go down the side and then walk back up?
Yes.
Yes.
And then go down the side.
Yes. They'll all get really good pictures.
Oh, my God.
This is so good. I just wanted photos and video coming through the pergola.
Can you, like, step, touch, step?
So let me tell you.
One step forward, two steps back.
I've seen that. I've seen that happen.
Oh, I've seen that, too.
Okay, weddings where they do, hold on, it's step to the side, step back. Step forward and then step back again, and then they take another step forward. I'm like, what?
What is the point of that?
I have no idea.
To take your time down the aisle.
I don't understand a routine to make it down the aisle, especially if you're not the bride.
Right.
Makes no sense, but.
No.
But then again, we have Princess and Ray J. That was on air.
That was on TV?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It's a special.
Princess.
Ray J's wife. Married.
He's married?
Yeah.
Right.
So I think the theme of what they have, I think they're not even going to be on the show anymore.
Oh, that's good. What is it? Hip hop of?
Love and Hip Hop Hollywood.
Hollywood. There it is. Yep.
And so, so I'm a junkie of these shows that are pointless.
So are we.
Okay.
But I can't cross to the Love and Hip Hop.
No, I do Love and Hip Hop. VH1
ones are rough.
Yeah.
Bad Girls Club.
Oh my God, I used to be obsessed with that show. Yeah. Not anymore, but I was.
Yeah.
Is it still on?
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh.
New seasons?
I think they recently just had a season.
Stephanie's gonna binge watch it now.
Do you remember that one girl? She was psycho.
I never watched
all
it.
All of them?
What was her name?
All of them are psycho. Because I brought back two of them in one of our episodes. Yes. Natalie Nunn. And then the other girl. What's the one, you probably know her name, that was banging pots and pans.
Oh my God, I loved her.
What's her name?
Tanisha.
She's Tanisha.
Yeah, yes. Tanisha.
Oof.
Huh. But Natalie is the one I was talking about.
She hosts all of the reunions now.
Of course. Yes. Of course. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I watch a lot of, I think the best reality TV show that I watch is Married at First Sight. I actually like
that. Yes. I do like that one. Have you guys ever seen
it?
I haven't seen it, but
it sounds good.
So crazy.
Do you watch 90 Day Fiancé?
I've watched that
one. Oh my God.
You would like the, Darnell, you would like that because it's very close to Married at First. Like, it's very similar.
This one, they get K-1 visas. They're from a different country and they have 90 days to marry someone.
Yeah.
And now they're like following the couples who got married and woo.
So.
One's a Russian mail order.
My family.
Oh, I love it.
Is Caribbean, and they actually do that in real life. Well, not my family, but I know people.
Oh.
Don't call anybody on me and my family, but I know real people that do that.
Yeah, this is such a good show.
But Married at First Sight, really, they go through different types of, like, screening. So there's a marriage counselor or psychologist. There is a sociologist. There is a... What else? there's four different types of people they're checking for. And then you get, it's a whole different, whole group of people, and they get matched up based off of who you think you'd be a perfect pair for. You don't meet until the day that you actually get married.
Yeah.
And you sounds good.
And you have to get married.
What network is that on?
TLC?
Yeah. Or FYI. Isn't
TLC.
That? TLC. It's on both.
It sounds like a TLC.
What's
yeah.
an FYI?
I don't know. It's like another, it's like
for
a parent station. I think it's FYI.
I knew she was going to say
or something like that. I think I watched like the first two seasons. And then, because the second season, they had like some drama with one of the couples.
They have drama with.
What
all
if
the
you show up and you don't want to do it? Do you have?
You
to?
Have to.
You have to. So you're actually married for I think 8 weeks.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to be married anymore, you have to have a real divorce.
Yeah. Yes.
You can't do an annulment.
No.
Is this show filmed in California?
No, because
okay,
some
because
of them
you would get half.
Yeah, because some of them are in, some of them are in New York.
Yeah, I think there's a couple. This year it's in Atlanta. There's another couple. Where's the other couple from?
But yeah, it's like legit. Like you get married, you go on your honeymoon, you come back. You have to decide who's where you're going to live. Mm-hmm. And you basically spend 8 weeks with this person. Either
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah,
you should. You have a real honeymoon.
I'm
going to
end up single if I watch any more of this shit television.
Just watch it when Clint's not around. That's what I do.
I know.
Yeah.
No, it's interesting. Like I thought about like, would I ever do Married at First Sight?
No.
Because some of them are like...
I couldn't do it.
But some of them are young. Like a lot of them, like the ones that I was watching, they were like mid-20s, maybe late 20s. So it's like, that to me, that's kind of young to be like, okay, I've exhausted all of my options.
Well, they're not getting married for like, to get married. They're getting married to be on TV.
No, they're getting... No. Some of them are getting married to get married.
If they have all those experts, they're probably screening for that type of behavior and character traits.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I'm telling you,
it's interesting.
The best.
Yeah.
I'll watch that after I YouTube Dwayne or...
You should. Oh, my gosh. We should talk about it.
We should have a watch party.
Oh, my God.
We should talk about it.
I love it. Okay, I love that. That was a good
time. Should we keep going on wedding talk?
Yeah,
we
can.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah.
Whatever you guys want to do.
That's good. We can
do
that.
I think you should explain... what you guys do.
Well, I can let Darnell explain it.
Well, I'm saying, but...
Yeah, since he's the guest.
What you guys do and all that good stuff. All
right.
Your expertise.
And if anyone's looking for wedding planners.
Of course. So, again, thank you, ladies, for having me.
Yay!
And so, as you know, I am the other half of C&D Event Planning and Design. And so with C&D Event Planning and Design, our main purpose is to really kind of eliminate any kind of stress when it comes to brides on their day. So a lot of times, and sometimes I kind of laugh because we have plenty of stories to tell about the whole process and what happens. And sometimes people don't necessarily know what they're doing and they don't necessarily have the expertise because everyone these days can be a planner. Everyone these days
they can't execute it though.
Exactly. Yeah. So everyone these days can be a planner. Everyone these days can do it on their own, but they don't really understand the value of actually having the planner. Because you have, you know, I remember hearing a girl speak, and she knew I was a planner, and someone else was talking about their wedding and everything else, and she just kind of told the other person, well, "I planned my entire wedding. I got married at a hotel, and they gave me someone." And I was like, oh, okay. And so with that, I kind of explained to like any potential brides or anything else like that. When you have a planner, it's really your own personal assistant, your person that's going to make sure that your vision come to pass. When it comes to the day of, if you're getting married at a hotel, not that I'm saying hotels, you know, you shouldn't get married at a hotel, but the hotel is worried about what's happening at their hotel. They don't care about what's happening before. So making sure that you're staying on task and things are starting when you're supposed to start and you're not running over, because if you go over, the hotel gets paid. Mm-hmm. So planners keep you on budget. They help execute. They give you different options because sometimes we get closed-minded. We want this. And at times, that may not be in our budget, or there may be a better idea that, you know, we can help you execute. But because you don't have that expertise, or because it's not something that you do every day, or, you know, you're not in the industry, you don't necessarily know what other options are out there. What we do is we typically tend to lean on Pinterest to plan our weddings. So that's just the reality.
Which Pinterest is a great starting, but then you also have to realize that, you know, flowers are expensive, which a lot of people don't. If you're not in events and you've never planned a wedding, you don't know how expensive flowers are. And people sometimes are like, I want all of these flowers. And then you go to a florist and they come back and their bill is like $10,000. Well, you asked for freaking flowers hanging from the ceiling and all of this crazy crap. Yeah, it's expensive.
But I saw it on Pinterest. Right.
Exactly. And that's so, why can't I have it?
And then when I clicked the link, it didn't take me to a website. Right. It took me to a list.
And it didn't tell me how much it was.
Exactly.
And it never does. So when you have a planner and, you know, someone can actually bring you back to reality, like, you know, looking at Pinterest, I think it's something that, you know, ideally this is what you want, but realistically, is this something that you can afford? Mm-hmm. Is this something that can really happen? Is there a better way that we can execute the same vision that you have? So I think that in terms of planners, that's what planners do. You know, we vendor manage, we handle all the nasty stuff that you don't care to handle, or things that you didn't even know happened, and we kind of clean it up. So, you know, I highly recommend everyone get a planner. Not necessarily a day of planner because
full time.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you can't can't in one day be like, okay, now here are all my visions, just go.
Yeah.
Because then you're gonna be bugging the crap out of me on my wedding day. And I don't want to be bothered.
Shannon is a true advocate of she is hiring a planner. She has any chance she can get to tell us, she's like, I am hiring a planner.
I will pay the
she
money.
She said, I will pay somebody.
And paying the money is, it's more so of really kind of alleviating stress.
Mm-hmm.
So, in terms of planners can negotiate contracts for you. Planners can see loopholes in contracts that you didn't see. Planners can make you, can definitely bring things to light that you didn't even think about. Like, oh, case in point, on your wedding day, you never remember to eat. So.
Well, I did, but.
Yeah. Most couples don't remember to eat breakfast and lunch prior to them walking down the aisle. So when you have a planner, it's like, oh, okay. Hey, guys, what do you plan on eating?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When's that going to be?
Several times we have literally been in meetings and been like, do you guys have a plan for lunch? And they're like, no. Mm-hmm.
That's like the first thing I'm planning.
Well,
like,
yeah.
When's the breakfast going to be delivered with the mimosas right. or
yeah,
something?
Exactly. No, but a lot of people don't think about that. And so we always are like, you know, maybe order some subs from Publix, or maybe order something from Panera, or, you know, so we kind of remind them that, you know, you have like lunch, you're especially the girls, because, you know, with hair and makeup, you're getting ready at like 8, maybe earlier than that. And, you know, if your wedding's at 4, that's a full day of like you just sitting around, probably drinking.
And not eating.
Mm-hmm. Guys have it so easy.
Yeah.
So
like
easy.
An hour
Are
before,
you kidding
they can
me?
Just be like, oh, I got to get in the shower now. Time to go.
So
if
easy.
That.
So annoying.
They're like, I have an hour to get ready.
I did a wedding once and I was like waiting for the grooms and I text or the groom and then I text the best man. He's like, oh yeah, we're at a bar downtown.
Oh yeah.
Because he got married downtown. I was like, I didn't tell you to go to a bar. I told you to go directly to the church.
Somebody I know, I don't know if it's a wedding we did or a friend of mine, but like they like played a round of golf.
Yeah, I know a lot of guys who have done that.
They're just like, oh, we're just going to go play golf.
Yeah, but these guys are like in their tux at the bar. I'm like, no. Like,
oh, that's
that wasn't part of this.
You're like,
you were supposed
no, no,
to show
no.
up in a room and be in a room at this time. And, you know, then all the grooms and groomsmen just think they're adorable. And, like, you're a girl. So they're like, ha, 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 it's okay. We're fine. And you're like,
no.
I'm going to kill you. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, I'm going to kill you.
Oh, my gosh.
It's funny. I think that when Carl and I do weddings, I feel like I play bad cop.
Yeah, she does.
And Carlin plays good cop.
Mm-hmm. Always.
I can see that.
Yeah. Bad cop, good cop.
Well, why did Carlin's wedding run, like, perfectly in.
Back, I was like, no.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Move.
Go. Yeah. I can be it when I need to, but I am the good cop.
That's good. You balance each other out.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So. Yeah. I would say you always got to have somebody that balances you off, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I had a bunch of like things that I wrote down questions.
Yeah, we have a lot of questions.
All right,
yeah.
Shoot.
So it's questions for the group and questions obviously for like D as planning wedding, and obviously Shannon's planning weddings too. So
yeah, and I quit.
Yeah.
I can't imagine doing it.
It's, I mean, here's the thing, and it's so funny, is that people always ask me how I started, and I said I was always that person that said I will never be in weddings, never. I loved events because that's what I did. I love sports. I loved events. But I said I will never plan a wedding. And I literally fell into it because I had all of these friends who were like, oh, my God, I know you're so good with events. Can you help me with my wedding? And I'm like, sure.
Did
because
they pay
you're
you?
My friend. No, in the beginning, no.
Right. So that's where I stopped because they weren't paying me.
But and see, it now
was,
I'm
at, I was over it.
But see, now I'm at a point where my friends pay me.
Yes.
But before it was, I was like, yeah, I'll do it because we're friends. And so one became two, and then two became three, and then three became six. And then I was like,
And then you guys got a business, so you make money out of it. And that's where I said, no.
Right.
I'm done.
So then it just, and I also have, well, like, to this day, I don't think we've ever had, like, a terrible experience to where we're not completely terrible. I mean, we could talk about it, but, like, not, like,
completely. Maybe good cop and bad cop have different.
Good cop, yes. Well, all good.
Well, I think I was not there in attendance to at your bad experience. So that could be that could have been the issue, is that she did this wedding by herself. On her own, and it was well. Actually, let's lead into that then.
Well, I mean,
we want to hear stories.
Well,
yeah.
Before we go into stories, I just want to say I love weddings. Not really, but I do. So I love. I am a hopeless romantic. Honestly, I love the idea of love. I love to see people in their happy space. I love to see that. And then when I thought about it, I was like, maybe I should have been a photographer. Because then I could have been, you know, taking photos.
Yeah, but what happens if, like, the bride and groom, you're like, how did they end up together? Because I will never forget one couple, and they danced to the first song I wanted for so long. And then they danced, and they didn't even look at each other. And I was like, well, that just ruined that song for me. And
I think, I don't know if we've ever had a couple that was that.
No, I don't think I've ever experienced a couple where you're like, oh.
I worked in a ghetto fabulous event space, so.
Actually.
No.
Are they all still married?
No.
I have a few under my belt that are divorced.
Oh. Me too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who? Oh, yeah, okay. Never mind. We can talk about that.
Really?
We can talk about that off air.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, I could name my people because they are willingly know that they are divorced.
Well, I won't. Well,
some
name
people
those
don't
people.
Know they're.
I mean, people know divorced. That they're divorced, but I just don't like to talk about the divorce.
Okay.
Because I don't.
Was I with you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Wait. No.
Oh, okay. All right.
No.
So good. Sorry.
Because sometimes we do weddings, like, if I'm not available, like, sometimes, mm-hmm. or she's not available, sometimes we do weddings separate. So some of the people I did early on in my
Me
career
mm-hmm.
are no longer married. So.
So, again, ladies, I love weddings. I love the idea of weddings. I love the happy space. Now, the planning process at times is something that can be very interesting when the couples don't agree.
Oh, God.
And so sometimes the brides forget that it's a joint experience.
It's not a joint experience.
Why don't you think it's a joint experience?
No, I'm kidding. It is a joint experience. My husband had no opinions whatsoever, except that our dogs were our ring bearers. That's all he cared
about. That's all he cared about.
So as long as the food was good, the dogs were in it, and he wasn't dressed like an idiot,
he didn't care.
He didn't care about the rest of it. And so, he gave me free rein to do whatever I wanted.
Would you ask him things, or you just wouldn't even ask him?
I started in the beginning, and then I realized that A, he has no taste, and B, he really didn't care. Like,
okay. Well, that's fair. Care.
That is fair.
Mm-hmm.
If it were up to him, we would have eloped. He was excited about like the marriage,
yeah,
not the wedding,
yeah. So the hoopla,
yeah. And it. I yeah. think most men are, but there's times where the brides don't consult with the grooms mm-hmm. at all. They make all the decisions, and then, like, usually when Carla and I meet with our couples, it's more so, well, we want to talk to both of you. Because yeah. I want to know what he wants so mm-hmm. I can at least advocate on his behalf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I have a friend of mine. Well, not even a friend of mine. So, my fiance, let's leave all names.
You can make up a name.
You can okay. make up a name.
So, let's say, yeah. okay, let's say there's Brittany.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Okay. There's a lot of Brittany's out there, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So, Brittany is getting married to
James.
Paul.
Oh, okay. Oh,
Paul now. Paul. Okay.
I know.
Poor James.
I know.
Sorry.
Brittany and Paul are getting married. Brittany has decided on what Paul is wearing to the wedding.
Oh.
Now, Paul is now having his groomsmen rent $200 tuxedo suits when you can purchase yeah. a suit for $200.
Yeah.
And it's yours to keep.
Yeah.
So.
Why is she did he have it, like, did what he pick out, she was like, I don't like this?
I have no idea. I wasn't a part of that. I'm not their planner yeah. or anything else like that. But
they did not pay you.
But you have an opinion.
I do have an opinion. So I just think that it's unfair. Mm-hmm. And I don't think people, I think it's stupid.
Yeah.
Don't rent a suit for $210 or $250 Ooh. For a suit. That you're going to return.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
You can buy one for for way less. Yeah. And depending on how far in advance you are, you can hit up a good sale at Macy's.
I mean, that was the one thing that, like, Matt was like, my groomsmen aren't renting from Men's Warehouse.
No. He was from Men's Warehouse.
And he, whoops. But it's he was like, they're not renting. I will find somebody to custom make suits. Therefore, they will have suits for the rest of their lives, and they'll pay, I think they paid like $200 or something, and he paid whatever the difference was as their gift, and they now all have a nice gray suit that they can wear.
That they can wear again, unlike bridesmaids' dresses that are shit.
Right. Okay, so let's go to bridesmaids' dresses.
Listen, not all of them.
And oh, I'm sorry, everyone I've worn.
I will tell you, you have the bomb bridesmaids' dresses, because my bridesmaids will possibly wearing the same damn dress.
In the same color?
No. Different color.
Do they have any overlap?
That would be great.
So good for them.
But that was my goal. I have a friend, God love her, I love her so much, but she legit, out of spite, because she, out of spite, like, picked, like, the worst dresses. They were so terrible. I'll show you.
Why out of spite? Like, don't you want... Because
she had crap. I dresses think she had to wear?
No, I think it's because
I could be
100% wrong, and the person who is in the wedding could probably she listens, so she could probably correct me if I'm wrong. But so she was pregnant, and I think she was just like not happy that she was pregnant, and she
didn't
was
want anybody else
bad.
To look yes. better than she did.
Yes.
That is genius.
I love her to death. Like, she was one of my closest friends. I love her, but that shit.
I love it. I love
I
it.
I think. I am not sure if that's why, but I could have sworn that was
kind
why.
Of amazing.
But the dresses were terrible. Like, I'll show you when I'll show
I
you
really see
when
it.
We're done. But so I've seen some bad dresses, and my goal was like. A of all, if I'm going to ask you to spend money, I don't want you to spend money on a dress that you will never wear again. Mm-hmm. And the girls might not wear that dress again, but it was still like they all looked amazing in the dresses. Like no one, like they, I made sure, A, that I thought of them and their body types, because I think sometimes people don't think of that. They mm-hmm. just are like, you're going to wear a tube top. Well, my boobs are double D's, and I look terrible in tube top. You know what I mean? Like, some people don't think of that, and they put them in tube tops, and then their boobs are hanging out. So we've done
so tugging
many,
the whole
yeah,
night.
We've done so many weddings where I've literally, before the girls have walked in,
yep.
we've literally had to, like,
shift
adjust them
mm-hmm,
because,
them.
Yeah, because their boobs are ridiculous. And I'm like, why would you do that to your friend? Like, come on. So that was my main goal, was like find dresses that suit all of my girls, because all of my friends are different body types. Some have small boobs, some have big boobs, some have big hips, some don't, some, you know, like everyone's different. So that was, I wanted to make sure.
Good
and
job, Carly.
Why do you want your friends to look bad?
Right. Right. Well, and it's going to ruin your pictures.
Yes, they're a
that
reflection
you're paying
of you.
A lot of money for.
Like, I wanted my girls to look, I wanted people to be like, Carlin has some fat ass friends. They look amazing.
Because all your friends are really trendy. They're so trendy. So it's like they show up at the rehearsal dinner and they are on like point. They look so good. And yeah. Then they all just wore those dresses so well too.
Mm-hmm. But that's what I wanted. So I just, when people do that, it just makes me so sad. I saw one girl that was like good hot cop. Pink.
Good cop. Hot pink taffeta?
Yes.
I had to wear hot pink taffeta once.
What?
But it wasn't that bad. It was from J. Crew. It was cute.
Mine you was. Did? It was from J. Crew. It was cute. Oh.
J. Crew's done taffeta?
Wasn't really like, I don't know if it was taffeta. Oh, it was taffeta.
Straight
yeah.
taffeta. Ugh.
It was
there's nothing about taffeta that is cute.
Not nothing.
I don't want to talk about it just in case.
Nothing about taffeta.
Oh my god.
Mine was not.
It was like a wrap dress with a high little collar.
Oh yeah.
It was cute. It was really cute.
It was cute.
Mine was homemade.
Yeah, I know. Oh. I've seen it. It was yours
is
bad.
I need you ladies to pull out your cell phones and show pictures.
Wait.
I don't have a picture. It was a long time ago.
Homemade. I can do that.
That's intense.
Yeah, but besides like the attire and, you know, everything else, when it comes to like the wedding planning and like things that are good, things that are bad, I just think that, you know, people really need to make sense, because you have to live after you get married, people.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Yep.
So,
ooh, I read, who is it? Audrina Partridge. Uh-huh. Her and her husband spent so much money on their wedding that it was last December and they're still paying it off. They spent $250,000 and they're now broke because of their wedding. I read that in my magazine.
I just think
today.
That's poor planning on their part.
I mean, that is
they
just,
didn't have a planner.
They no, I guarantee you they probably,
probably
did.
Not.
No, they probably did.
Or if they had a planner,
and
it
they
was
were just
more
in it
so,
for the money.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So sometimes planners, a good planner will tell you no.
Yep.
So a good planner will tell you no, and a good planner will tell you, you know, that's not realistic. Maybe we should come up with another option, and this would also look as, you know, just as good versus doing something that's going to put you in the poorhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when it comes to weddings and when it comes to everyday brides, that's something that you should really kind of think about, because it can be very stressful when it comes to paying your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And, after, when you realize that you've taken a loan out for your wedding.
I'm sorry. What?
Yes.
You know somebody who did that?
I do.
Who took a loan out for their wedding?
One
I hope
brides.
They're still together.
Shut up.
I can't say names.
Damn it.
Take I hope a loan. They're still together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For how long have they been
Maybe
together?
It's still not. Okay.
We're not doing that.
Can I have initials?
No.
Dang it.
Later.
Okay, fine.
So when you have someone that does that, I mean, are you kidding me?
No. Oh, my gosh.
What are you setting your marriage up for?
Failure.
That's absurd.
That's yeah. so ridiculous. Oh.
Well, guys, okay, I'm wait, not taking a loan out for my wedding. We're paying the wedding off.
Good.
Before the end of this year.
Good.
So
no,
that we can be
that's
done.
Good.
You go, girl.
Okay, so one of the questions I had since we were talking about money. What is one thing that you would splurge on? Oh, God.
God.
And then a thing that you would, like, save on. So something that's
that
probably...
That people think that maybe you need to splurge on, right. but really you don't need to. You can yeah. save on it.
What do you mean? Like...
So, like... Oh, God. She found the photo.
So cute.
You're a lie.
The green sash.
Let me see. Oh, I do not like the green, though. I don't like pink and green together like that. I mean, I know some people
it's
do.
It's very
but...
Palm Beach.
Yeah.
Was that Palm Beach?
Lily Pulitzer?
No, it was
it's
not.
It's very Lily.
Yeah,
very Palm
very
Beach.
Lily.
That's all I can show
But
you.
Not.
That's all you can
That's
show.
All I can talk about.
Okay.
this is not an example, but instead of using glassware, you can use plasticware.
No, you use glassware.
No, I know. I'm okay. I'm saying that oh was God. Not an example, but something where, like... I don't know.
No. So yeah, you use glassware definitely if you can. Yes.
Let me start taking notes.
But that is so something like that.
Something
so
like that. Where like you think you should do this, but really you could get away with.
Or like people who don't do open bar and they do cash bar, which I hate.
No.
I know, but...
Or, like, there's a trend now where, like, instead of doing so many flowers, people are doing, like, some greenery and, like, mixing it up, and you save a little bit that way rather than doing so many flowers.
I did that.
Yeah, but then also when you think about it, because, again, I'm in a process of planning, greenery can still cost just as much as flowers.
Yeah.
So it really kind of depends on what you want. If you really want to be cost-effective, you can really do candles.
Yes, I did that as well.
Yeah, so candles would be more cost-effective, and if you could, and it can be really romantic as well. If you had so many candles, you know, that's beautiful, especially if you can set the mood.
Are you going to have a lot of candles because you're a romantic?
No, I'm going to have a combination, but more greenery than anything else. So my wedding is going to be centered around what I like to do the most.
Drink?
Yeah.
Yes, so is mine.
So everything is going to be centered like around a vineyard, wine, and champagne and everything else. So
my That's kind of wedding.
Yeah. So
what are you going to splurge on? What should we all splurge on?
Yeah. What is something that you splurged on or you want to?
Well, what I plan on splurging on is food and drink. So that's something that's going to be like really big for me. We're potentially thinking about a band. I think that's something that's a little bit different. And sometimes having that little piece of element, it changes everything. So sometimes, you know, you pay a little extra, have a band. It
creates we know a band.
We know a real good one.
If you need a name. Yeah. No, really, we do.
Oh, do you have a band yet?
I have one in mind, but I'm open to suggestions.
We had this band. They were real good.
We have some real good.
Okay, good. So that's something that we're looking at. Definitely live. We're going to have live music for sure. But
live music.
Yeah, but mainly having like a band or something, because I think that with weddings, what people should try to do is create an experience. So
without taking out a loan.
Correct. Without breaking the bank. But there's so many different ways that you can do that.
Yeah.
You know, just little stuff. Like I know for me, hopefully nobody out there steals my idea. But you know, I plan on doing like with our vows, I plan on incorporating everybody with our vows as well. So and I got that from Gabrielle and Dwayne. Right. Love that wedding, guys.
My God, I feel like we need to like pause and watch it. And then come back.
So I want to incorporate that just as just because I mean when you get married and people that come to your wedding, I think they should be they're accountable for your marriage. They're witnesses in your union. So you should make them feel that way. And because, I mean, really, people come to weddings just to
drink,
eat, and talk.
And dance.
Yes.
My friends came to dance.
That's because you're the best DJ ever.
They came to dance.
I was in a full sweat.
Dance
at your wedding.
And drink.
No.
Best DJ ever should not have driven home.
So
I took the bus.
I did not.
So with Carlin's wedding, I think I dance more than anything in that photo that I posted on.
Oh, yeah.
I absolutely love that photo because I don't know what we were dancing to.
I don't either.
But we were just so into it.
It was so good.
The music was amazing.
I think I died when they played Whitney Houston.
Yeah, everyone died.
Yeah. I mean, hello.
I mean, it just went one song after another that was just I'm not leaving. How do I get another drink? I can't leave.
Mike said I kept running back to the table to be like, this is the best song ever.
It was so good.
Come dance with me. And he kept saying, no. I'm good.
So then if you're going to splurge on that, what would you save money on? Would you save money?
Yeah, well, we are saving money. So we saved money on our venue.
Okay.
So that was something that we did. We saved money on our venue because I wanted to get married at Bella Kalina, guys.
Me too. That's my
where
dream.
She wants to get married.
That is my dream.
That's the only
scenario.
Place she wants to get married.
Yeah. So, well, Bella Kalina
is real expensive.
It is. And my fiance was not
about that life.
That. No. So, secret.
My fiance doesn't get a say in that one.
Secret is that he technically planned our whole wedding.
Oh.
Yeah.
I really? Believe that.
Yeah. So what I did, I was like, oh, this is, to me, I thought it was fun and funny. And I didn't realize that he wasn't actually going to, like, take the bite and just say, okay, I'll do it. And I gave him all these options and all these scenarios. And I told him, like, here, these are the options. What do you think? You know, whatever you decide, we'll go with it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's trust.
And you like what he decided?
I mean, mean, the only thing I don't like is the venue. Well, I mean, I love the venue. But that was something I would have preferred Bella Kalina versus anything else. Mm-hmm. But
then you would have had to get that loan.
Yeah, I know, right? I know, right? And so yes. in terms of that, like, the reason why he chose our venue was because I love our caterer, and our caterer is able to go to the venue that we...
That's important.
Yeah,
that's that we so went important.
To. That's the one I had. Yeah, Bella Kalina doesn't allow that.
No.
No, not at all.
I think that is very important at a wedding, is who you can have as a caterer.
Yes. Yep.
You have to use
the and the bar catering. Situation. Mm-hmm. I hate a place that requires a caterer mm-hmm. or requires their alcohol.
So for us, it was the bar situation, which was a make and break.
Yeah.
Because if anybody knows my fiancé... He party hardies. He used to own a club.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. Like, I'm like, oh, okay. All right. Like,
oh, yeah. He wants a nightclub.
Yeah. He wants the wedding to be a nightclub. Mm-hmm. And I have to remind him it's a wedding.
All white party.
Yeah.
No, that's exactly. Yeah. Carlin.
Yeah. No, like, seriously. Couches and everything.
Yeah. No, seriously.
She's like, no.
No. I said no. I said no. But that's what he wants. And so for him, music, he's into music, so music is really important to him. Like, creating that experience is very important to him. And so for where we didn't splurge was the venue, so that we can splurge on the alcohol. We can do that because mm-hmm. we're not paying $25 per person for alcohol. We're paying something much less. Yeah. Because if you go to those places like Bella Kalina and those hotels, and $25 per person does not include your food, guys.
No, just
alcohol. Mm-hmm. And it may not even be premium alcohol. It could be the mid-grade alcohol. So for us, we'll have the premium and be able to do, you know, some of the things that we want to do in terms of creating that experience. So that's where we, you know, we didn't splurge on the venue, just so that we can splurge on the alcohol. Here.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
Mortgage or wedding for me.
Yes.
Oh, that's you.
That's important, though.
I know, but I really want to get married at Bella Kalina.
You might have to do a renewal at Bella Kalina.
I mean, here's the good thing. I'm not getting married anytime soon. So maybe
you keep
I have
saying that, maybe but you I never know.
You never to, like, know what could happen.
She keeps saying this, and we're like, you never know.
So what's going to happen is at the end of the year,
I still by live the with end my of the parents. Year,
So?
I'm not getting engaged living in my parents' home.
So?
I got to get a mortgage. That I choose mortgage.
What if you get both at the same time?
That's a lot. That's what holy anxiety.
If, well, I said, okay. What if she
this
gets
is
both?
Why you have planners to help plan. You don't have to worry about that.
But you guys aren't going to be the planners because you guys can come to the wedding and you can't.
Well, you can do you what Carlin did to me.
No.
Carlin said, okay, you can come, but in which I have no problem. She wanted me to be a guest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for me, it was really hard to be a guest because I am in planning mode. Like, no, move, sit. And Carlin's just
But I made it easy for you too because I had two. I brought two of my former interns, so she had double help.
Mm-hmm.
Her man was there,
mm-hmm.
so it was a forced like
it was
you have
a forced sit down.
Yeah, you have to sit down because your man is here. So that's what I did.
It was fine.
See,
it's fine.
I just needed you in the beginning.
I know.
Then I said, when the party happens, girl, okay. Don't matter.
I was like, but I have to do it. Carlin's like, no, dance. I was like, oh my gosh, but I have to do this.
Oh,
no,
she danced.
I was like, okay, I'll dance.
No, I have several photos of her dancing.
Yeah.
What else you got on there? Question wise.
Oh, I had one that we all can. Well, I guess the three of us can answer. What do you think?
Oh, so because I'm
sorry.
Not.
I have more.
I'm just kidding.
What do you think the hardest thing is about planning your own wedding? Because since we all have planned, like, you're in the middle of planning your wedding. Stephanie is an event person and has planned her own wedding.
Mine, that's it. Never any others. And, never again.
But still, you planned your own. And then I obviously planned my own with assistance from you. So what do you think so far?
So far, the hardest thing is getting my guest list from my fiancé. Mm.
Oh, wait. Like, you haven't gotten it yet?
No. I have not gotten it yet. I hope he's listening because I need this guest list.
What is your number?
Okay, my number is unrealistic, but that's a number.
How many can your venue hold?
It can hold 220.
Yeah.
How close they to that
can?
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't want 220 there, but
no,
it can hold
it's tight.
Yeah, I think 220 would be tight.
Because we did Tara and Justin's, and they were 180, right? I think, and it was tight in there.
They were, I think, 200.
Were they 200 or 200? So. They were 200.
Yeah. I would, again, I wouldn't do that. I don't want to be over 200 at all. The way that our list is looking, we're definitely going to be over 200, but we both have family that is out of town. Majority of my family lives in New York. I don't know if everyone will be attending, especially because I'm still getting married when school is in session for them.
Oh, that's so smart.
So is it?
So yeah. The summer wedding over here.
So they don't come.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, that's not why I'm doing it. So family, if you're listening, that's not why I'm doing it. But
it's a really good date.
Disclaimer. Yeah,
disclaimer. That's definitely not why. That's the only date I was able to have. Regardless of when I was getting married, school was going to be in session. So I wanted to originally get married in January, but my venue, because the venue that we went with, did not have the date available. So we got pushed back to June.
Jeez, which is from January to June.
Yeah, they booked so 18 months in advance.
I better book mine now.
Like Mary.
Mm-hmm.
I like that venue, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've never been.
It's pretty.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh. You can come to my wedding. I've been telling you that.
She is. Remember?
I know.
I'll help you. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll help.
So pretty. It is. And we're going to do something a little bit different than what we were that you normally get there. And, guys, we're going to get the live runway or the live red carpet.
Oh, the red carpet.
Yes.
From the boys?
She was, yeah. She was like in love. Like, that's students. Because I don't know. Were you there? I don't know if you were there yet when she got, well, she was there early, yeah, but.
I got there after her.
Okay.
Because she was putting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So they, when they showed up, she was like, oh my God, I want that.
Oh, and I recorded it and sent it to my fiance. He was like, hell yeah.
Oh my God.
I was like,
I can't wait.
Only if Nate comes too.
He's great.
He's so
absolutely.
Funny.
I'll request.
So good.
Yeah.
Oh, girl.
I thought they were a package.
You're so pretty.
Yeah.
What? They're a package deal.
I'm sure he'll be there with her.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
So you're saying your guest list is your.
My biggest thing. So my guest biggest... is getting it. So I told him that we had to have a wedding meeting. And so Carlin was going to be there. And he was like, Carlin? I was like, yes. Carlin is going to be there, my planner, because clearly you don't listen to me. Aww. So that is the only thing I would say that's been the hardest for me is actually kind of, you know, everything else to me I think was easy because I plan.
Yeah.
I plan events. So it's kind of like, oh, it's work.
Yeah.
Go ahead, plan the wedding in 2 weeks. Done.
Yeah.
Have all our vendors with people that we already have relationships with.
Yeah.
Done. So it's just really at this point.
The guest.
It's the guest list. List.
What about you? Steph.
I think my hardest thing was I planned a wedding from kind of far, afar, but I got married in the Keys and I was here in Orlando and I went down to the Keys twice.
Oh, wow.
In the year.
Yeah.
So I went once to find the venue and then we went another time to like meet with the caterer, meet with the florist. It wasn't too hard because there's not a lot of options down there.
Yeah.
So it was like, we had four caterers to pick from.
Right.
And I pretty much figured it out by reading
all the reviews
and all the weddings that were in like the wedding blogs and all that stuff and who everybody recommended. And so it wasn't too hard, but it was at times a little difficult.
Yeah.
And then I had some difficult in-laws to deal with.
Yes. I do remember that.
With expectations of what the wedding was going to be.
Yeah.
And then when I
explained, wasn't it that it was supposed to, they wanted it inside?
Yeah, it was really hard to take that the wedding was not going to be inside, that it was going to be outside.
What time of the year?
In the summer.
It was in June.
But it was in the Keys on the beach. And
whose wedding was it?
Hers.
Mine. I know. I just wanted to make sure.
No. Oh, trust me.
Okay.
There was this day we like went to brunch with my husband's. They're actually his grandparents, but they raised him. So we went to lunch and they were like talking about the wedding. And I was like, well, you know, it's all outside. And she was like, what? What are you talking about? It can't be outside. Weddings only take place in church. And I was like, oh, yeah, ours is not in a church.
So not only like, you told her it was outside, but you told her it wasn't in a church.
They don't eat outside. Like, if it's a nice day and you want to eat on a patio or something, they don't eat outside ever. They don't believe that you eat outside.
So when you start to get into that generational thing, that happened. That's a real life thing. Like, my mom and I, we had a little back and forth about why I wasn't getting married in a church. And I remind her, church is a building. Church is wherever you are. Like, you can have church in your home. You can have church wherever you want to have. And remember, church is actually a building. Like, are you kidding me? Like, you want me to get married in this building? I can get married in another building and we can still have church there.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Because
some churches are schools.
Some churches are hotels.
Or the movie theater.
Yep.
I just saw an A-frame sign by my house for the Oviedo Regal Cinema. Worship at 9:30 a.m.
So
church can be anywhere. Well, ours was not in a church, and it was outside, and he didn't wear tux because it was
a beach wedding,
which they also lost their minds about that. And what else?
It was so beautiful.
Oh, our friend was performing the ceremony.
Oh, yeah.
What else? This all happened at one brunch. Oh, and this was my favorite part.
Tell me. Tell me more.
His grandmother
okay.
said, how many invitations do I get?
What? Oh, can we talk about this for a second? So I have, this is prior to C&D, had a bride, which I was planning, I was assisting with planning this wedding, and I was in the wedding. I was the maid of honor, and the bride's mother photocopied the invitation.
Shut up! What?
Okay, guys, one more time.
And sent it out?
Photocopied. Yes, serious.
Was it at least in color?
I have photocopied the invitations. Color copies? And sent it out, and I was just like, to people at work.
Oh, no.
And I was just like, are you kidding?
What did the bride do? Was she like, wait, it was the bride's mom.
Yes.
The bride's mom.
Yes.
Oh, no.
She was upset. And
were they paying for the wedding? The parents?
That's why I tell people, never let your parents pay for the food. Let them buy your dress. Let them buy some flowers. Never let people pay for the food.
But here's the thing.
People that pay for the food control who comes to the wedding.
Agreed with that. But I will say, though, so, like, my parents did, but they
your
also
parents are
knew.
Different. Please, never compare your parents to anyone else. Your
why,
parents
are reasonable?
Yes, they're reasonable. And your dad is an event. He does all that stuff. He knows all the logistics behind that. Your dad can run a whole production by himself without you. So please do not compare your parents. Can someone else get on this line?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's what she said. How many invitations do I get? And I thankfully did not have to answer because my fiance at the time was like, who are they for? And she started naming distant relatives he had never met.
Ooh.
And he shut it down right away, thankfully.
But see, that's
why
great.
You married him.
Right.
Right.
And that's
I was
great.
Literally sitting there like, I don't even know how do I handle this right now. Because, like, we had a 60-person wedding. So we were having a small wedding. So, like, some of my friends were not even invited. Mm-hmm. Some of my family wasn't even invited. And so, like, there's these people that we've never even, he's never even met.
Yeah. To me, that's insane. Like, when you are like,
my mom,
we need
insane.
To invite people who you don't even know.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. Like, I have a lot of, like, my parents' friends and, like, people who have known me since I was little. But I know them. Like,
right.
I grew up with them. I might not talk to them all the time. I might not see them. But I at
least even if he had met
them
once.
Right.
That would have been one thing. But people he didn't even know who
even
they were.
Well, that's good that he had the conversation.
Oh, yeah, because I was
don't.
Just like,
sometimes
you
they
should
don't.
Have seen the look on my face. I was like, you better handle this. And then when we got home, I was like, you better manage their expectations because it is outside. You are not wearing a suit. Mm-hmm. We are not getting married in a church. And there will be no extra invitations.
Did you guys have a website?
We did.
I would refer them to the website.
Joking, guys, joking.
Please see the website.
Please see the website.
Thank you.
And email me any questions.
Email my planner.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. All right, Carlin, what was the hardest for you?
Honestly, all the planning, I think, was the easiest for me. For me was managing the expectations of everybody. Mm-hmm. So, like, I had such anxiety, like, the weekend mm-hmm. of the wedding, just because I was so, like, concerned about how everyone, like, if everyone was going to have fun, if everyone was going to like everything that I did, that because people knew she plans weddings and she plans events, like, and because so many people were like, I've been waiting for this wedding forever. And I'm like, why? Like, but because that was the conversation, like, I'm so excited. And I had a lot of friends coming from out of town too. So for me, I think that was like the hardest part of just like, everything else was so easy. Like I did people made fun of me, but I did so much so fast and so early because I knew that, like, towards the end, I was probably going to start psyching myself out. And I didn't want to have that stress along with, like, still having to do a whole bunch of stuff. I will say my guest list was hard as well because my parents know a lot of people. I know a lot of people. And our list, I mean, I think we were at like
two, we were at 202
finally, mm-hmm. but like, and really it was like 190 something because some people didn't show up. But I think the original that I had was like 250.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. The original was like 250. And ridiculous. We probably sent about.
It gives me anxiety just thinking about that many people.
And we got so lucky because granted, there are a lot of people that I could have sworn, like I would have bet money that they would have been 100% in. And we got a lot of people who I thought were in that were no's. So that saved us. And then like a lot of Matt's groomsmen, either their wives were pregnant and they couldn't travel, or like some people were pregnant, like Betsy was pregnant and couldn't come. Mm-hmm. So we had a lot of that. So I guess it's the plus side of getting married when you're older.
Mm-hmm. Everyone I know.
It kind of is. I mean, you want everyone to come. Like you really do. But at the same time, when you get the no back, you're kind of like, all right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And I think what helps with that, especially if you have an adult only wedding, which I plan on having.
Duh. Absolutely.
That's going to cut your list down as well.
So. Oh, yeah. Sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Carlin, was yours adult only?
Mm-hmm.
Was it? Was it really?
Supposed to.
Did you see children?
I did.
Yeah.
However, I did, but it was adult only. It's okay,
I hate Stephanie so much.
We better move on to another question.
Mine was adult only, except for two kids.
That's what mine was. Approved. Mine was adult only, except for the kids who were in the wedding, but there was a child that showed up that shouldn't have been there, so.
It's okay, guys.
I'm going to walk down the aisle going, who are you?
So can we talk about children that are not supposed to be at weddings? And because this is going to go into the story.
Oh, yes. Because she didn't tell us the story about her bad experience.
So,
and then Stephanie has a game.
Bad experience. Definitely bad experience. Definitely will not release any names, time frames of where it happened, the city it happened in, or anything else. But
thank you, because, you know, we got to keep our listeners.
Yes, we do.
It's a long list of them.
So, We just had a wedding. Well, we had a wedding that was adult only, and so they got married in a church, and then reception was at a hotel. So perfectly fine. I was okay with that. Anybody can come to the church, but the reception, you know, it's adult only. So I spotted a family of like four
Hawkeyes.
Mm-hmm. And again, no, good cop, she's bad cop. Bad cop is paying attention to everything.
I wasn't at this wedding though.
Yes.
Please tell me she went up to them and was like this. No.
So this is what I did. So I saw them, made eye contact, and then I asked him if he had the invitation to the wedding. He said yes. I said, okay. I said, you know, just as a reminder, this is an adult-only reception. Do you have anyone to watch your kids? Like, are you planning on? I don't care, guys. The only thing that's important to me is my bride.
Right.
And what she wants. Mm-hmm. So I had the conversation while they were taking photos at the church after people were laying around that were supposed to be moving on to the reception site. I said, okay. So I had a friend that was helping me with the wedding that time because that weekend we had multiple things going on. Carlin was with handling a wedding in Miami, and I had one in a place that would be left unknown. So
sounds like it.
So now everything was fine. I moved everyone from the church. We're all heading to the reception site, and I spotted the person with the kids. And so they were in the cocktail area. So again, as long as they're not in the reception room, I'm okay. You can drink if you want to drink in front of your kids.
Great.
I don't think that that's a great idea, but I'm not a parent, so who am I to judge?
My anxiety is killing me right now with the outcome of what this is going to be.
It's good.
It gets good. So I go ahead, and the bridal party is lining up. Everyone is inside and, you know, everything else. So then I'm looking around, and I go inside just to kind of take a view of everything, making sure that the bridal party knows where they're going to be sitting and everything else. So, again, this is partially a reason why we do not do day of planning anymore.
Yeah.
Because we did a day of planning, and hotel was set up incorrectly. So the guest list, the tables were set, the bride had the table set for 10. The hotel set it for 8.
Oh, Oh, snap.
That's a huge faux pas.
Yeah.
Yes. So when you have a planner, we're able to kind of catch some of these things because of, you know, miscommunication right. or whatever. So there's a lot of things we were fixing up until when the reception started. So the hotel did not have chairs on site. Their storage was off site across the street. So they, it was, again, reason why we don't do day ofs. So now I have to, I see the kids, and mind you, there's three kids and a, an adult.
Can you age range the kids?
Yeah, sure. There's like a 6-7 month old. yeah.
And a baby.
A baby in a carrier.
Baby.
In a carrier. There is maybe a 3-year-old, and the other one should be like 5.
No. Okay, sorry.
Continue. So I then spot them, call the guest up, and say, hey, can I speak with you for a second? And he was like, sure. So I pulled him away from his kids because I know I don't want to talk to him in front of his kids. It's rude. I really want to talk to him outside, but he had a baby, and who's going to watch this baby? Like, you need to take your baby outside with you. So I was talking to him, and I was just like, hey, so this is an adult-only wedding. I thought we talked about this. I mean, can I help you with something? You know, can, do you have a room here? Are you staying here? Like, how can I help? But your kids are taking adult seats, and we have the bridal party that still needs to sit down. And unfortunately, I'm sorry, like, we need to figure something out. Like, I need you and your kids to step out for a second and let the bridal party sit down, and then we can kind of figure something out. He flipped out on me. Asked me if I was going to disrespect him in front of his kids, and his kids could not hear me, guys. And he got really loud, and everything else was making a scene. So at this point, that doesn't scare me. So I said,
not
okay.
Not bad cop.
No, not bad cop. So I said, well, you know what? Don't worry about it, sir. Let's just step outside for a second. We can definitely handle it. So we went outside, and we talked about it and everything else. And I actually put him on pause. Like, hold on one second. Let me let the bridal party in, and we can continue this conversation. I let the bridal party in. The bride went in. Him and his kids are outside. They're waiting. I go back outside, and I have the conversation with him. He is yelling and screaming. The event manager from the hotel is there. She's calling security because she's afraid for me. And I was telling her, there's no need to do that. She's like, well, they're watching us on the camera. I was like, it's okay. It's okay. Like, I got this. Like, don't worry about it. And he was just like, how dare you, you know, say whatever. And the bride realizes something was going on because I had not come back out, and she knew that they were outside. And so she just started crying. She came out and was like, I told you, you know, like, there was no kids, and it was a family member. I told you there was no kids here or anything else, and I felt so bad for her.
Yeah.
And she was like, I offered to pay for babysitter and everything else, and you declined, and, you know, so on and so on. And I just told her to go back inside. I'll handle it. And I was just like, yeah, you got to go.
Did he go?
Yeah.
Whoa.
What can you do?
At least the bride backed you up.
Yeah. What if she had come out and
been like, no, it's fine.
Oh, it's fine. Just let him in. I would have.
Well, it's okay. Oh. I would have reminded her how much her plate cost.
And she ain't got that.
Yeah.
She didn't have that many.
So I was like, this is how much your food costs. Remember, your hotel's going to charge you for every one extra. And this is why you have a planner, to keep you in mind, keep you in line, and say, oh, no, no, no. Don't let anyone inconvenience you on your day.
That right there is a perfect way to, like, segue, like, end that conversation, because bad cop just laid down the law.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And now it's
I was like, holy crap.
And from then, it was like, Carlin, we need to reevaluate our packages.
Yeah.
We're no longer doing day of planning.
Yeah.
So no more day of planning. We're doing month of planning, which at least we get to see everything up front, talk to the event managers, talk to whoever we need to talk to, all the vendors. Mm-hmm. And I cannot come in the day of and try to fix whatever you may or may not have done correctly.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. So you live and you learn, you know?
I mean, yeah.
Just like Alanis Morissette.
There you go.
Yeah. I got a lot to learn, I guess.
Yeah, but it was
at my Bella Kalina wedding.
Yes, I
can I come
wait.
To your Bella Kalina wedding?
Your lone wedding.
Oh my
no
gosh.
No problem.
I'm going to be
like
so
four
jealous.
Guests.
Just kidding. I can't wait. I can't wait.
So at the end of each episode, we play games.
All right.
Yep.
So we're going to play a game.
Yes. We have three quick ones. Okay.
Ooh, I love it.
All right. So since The Real Housewives of Orange County premieres tonight.
Yay! Do you watch Orange County?
Oh, I just wooed.
Woohoo! Are we going to Andalay's later?
I used to, but I don't anymore.
Oh,
that's okay. You'll probably know somebody.
All right. Would you rather bring back Gretchen or Alexis?
Gretchen.
Yeah.
I don't want her. Jesus jugs.
No Jesus jugs?
Yeah, Gretchen.
No. All right. Okay.
Isn't she back?
No.
Oh, I thought they brought her back.
Uh-uh.
False
rumor. It's a new lady. Her name is Peggy.
There's a new...
The Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then daughter. Lydia's back.
Lydia. Ugh. Yeah. Ugh.
Sparkles.
She's just as bad as Jesus jugs.
Lydia's tagline is... Hold on.
Yeah, the taglines.
If you can't take my sparkle, then stay off my rainbow.
What? Rainbows don't sparkle?
I don't even know what that means.
That's so
terrible.
I don't know what it means, but that's her.
Ugh. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Ew.
Anyway, okay. F, marry, kill.
Ooh.
What?
Oh, you've never played F, marry, kill?
Marry, kill.
No.
So you have to choose. She'll list
three
people.
I'll give you three names only. You have to F one.
Marry one.
And kill one.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready.
Slade.
Ew.
Brooks.
Ew.
Or David Bedore.
Oh, I don't know. Can I look him up?
You don't know Slade?
I know that's the only person.
Okay. Slade, Brooks.
Brooks is the guy that Vicky dated who made up that he had cancer.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember him.
And David Bedore is Shannon Bedore's husband who cheated on her.
She's a new one.
He cheated on her, though. And we know all about it.
We know all about it.
Oh, my God. This is hard.
This is hard. I can go first because I already know.
All right, go for it.
I'm gonna kill Brooks.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna kill Brooks. I'm gonna marry Slade, and then I'm gonna F David. Because I feel like David is probably like. He might be a good time. I don't know.
He does crazy fitness competitions with Eddie.
Now, I know. They're, like, all into that. So, and then, yeah.
I think, you know what? I think, actually, I may agree with you on that.
See?
Because I definitely am not marrying Brooks because he made up cancer.
Correct.
And I'm not marrying Slade because, A, why haven't he and Gretchen married yet? It's been years.
Yeah.
B, the custody
money
issue.
Wait, no, I said
issue.
I was going to marry Slade.
No.
Didn't I?
Oh, yeah. You're marrying Slade.
Which is probably
wait,
not a good
no,
idea.
No, I can't I marry Slade. David. Sorry. No. I don't agree with you.
I think I'm going to marry David.
Slade,
yeah.
Killing Brooks and marrying David.
So
I'm the same.
Yeah,
because
I'm
I know
Stephanie.
David cheated on her and it's super terrible.
But he came back
but he
and they're
came
working
back.
It out.
They seem stronger than ever.
This is true.
He stood by her after her 40-pound weight gain that we're going to learn about tonight.
Oh,
which
yeah.
I, good for her.
Yeah.
And
keeping it real.
Yep.
Slade is shady. Shady boots.
He is very shady.
I would F him though.
Oh, yeah.
If I had to, but Brooks deserves to die.
Oh.
Well,
okay,
and
guys, I
oh.
just went on
the Google.
On the Google. I Google everything.
Me too.
So I think out of all of them, hold on.
She's just looking
oh,
at
no,
photos.
No, we should not make you do it on photos. We should make you do it on like. One made up cancer.
Well, no, no, no. I know that.
One,
so,
she knows
one's
Brooke.
A deadbeat dad.
I know.
She doesn't know David.
David's a cheater.
Person. He's a cheater.
They're all bad. Deadbeat dad, fake cancer, cheater.
Oh. But what
but
can you
Slade
live with?
Slade is so cute.
He is so cute.
He
you
is cute,
so?
But just you
not,
could F
I mean,
him.
Yes. Do
you can marry him.
Yeah. No,
or you can
marry him.
Okay, so you F him. So yeah. Are you going to marry the cheater or the fake
but
cancer?
Just remember, you're also, you're also then F-ing Joe. Remember Joe?
Oh,
Joe and Lori and
yeah, he had sex
Gretchen.
So I would kill him.
Who?
Whoever.
Right?
Yes. If he had sex with everybody.
Okay.
I.
Who are you going to marry?
So you're going to.
So I will kill everyone.
That's not the game.
Can I not kill everyone?
No.
I don't want it. Pineapple, guys. Pineapple.
It's
pineapple.
F,
I don't want it.
It's F, marry, kill.
No, I don't want
That's
to.
Pineapple don't want it.
Pineapple means terrible. Don't want it.
Stephanie,
really? I love pineapples.
Loves pineapples.
I know. I love pineapples, too.
Okay.
Wait.
All right. You don't have to. We'll move on to our last game.
Gosh,
okay.
So
we just gave, I mean, we seriously gave her anxiety over that
yeah,
one.
She's
yeah.
She's so
sorry.
So,
no, okay,
so
okay, 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 okay. Let's start over.
Oh.
So, Slade.
There we go.
Deadbeat dad. Yeah, he looks really, he's, I think he's cute for an older guy.
He is
so,
cute.
Yeah.
So maybe you marry
Slade.
Him.
Okay, yes.
Just to look at him. No?
Okay, I...
And then you... I mean, you do you, but...
Okay, so...
You do you, boo.
How do you marry a deadbeat dad and someone that cheats?
Prenup.
Oh, that sounds good. I'll marry him. and take half. They're in California.
Yeah.
Yep, right. They sure are.
Well, who are you going to take half from? I would take
half
from David Bedore.
David, yes. Yeah. He has the most money.
Slade doesn't have any money.
Slade has no money. Brooks has no money.
That's the only person I don't know.
So, David, you need to marry
David. David has the money.
He's the cheater.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're still together. They worked through it on TV.
Okay. I can probably marry him. I'll F Slade and then kill Brooks.
So, we agree.
There we go.
Okay.
Wait, did you already say yours? Oh, yeah. We're all in agreement.
That's the first. No, second time that's happened.
Second time.
Sad.
Okay. I'm going to run through. I know. I read a bunch of trends in weddings for the 2017.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the game is I do or I don't. Okay. Real quick. Oh, no explanation.
She is
nothing
so
else.
I know. She's good with the game.
Smart.
Stephanie's our game.
I like him.
She's
great.
Really good. Yeah.
Okay. I read about this new thing. It's called the gift lounge for welcome gifts. Instead of giving a welcome bag, it's like a room at the hotel where they can go in and make their own welcome bag. The gift lounge. I do or I don't?
I don't.
I don't.
I do.
I do too.
You clearly haven't had to deal with us here at work, huh?
Okay.
No, I have.
All the product.
Unique invitations.
Like Katie and Tom.
I don't know. It's a trend.
I don't.
I do. Mine weren't that unique.
I'm going to give you guys a little. I say I do to everything because I think if a bride really wants it and they really, really want to make it happen, go for it.
And take out a loan.
Okay. metallic bridesmaids dresses.
I don't.
I'm sorry. Does anyone? I don't. But like the wedding.
Planner, I had one.
I don't.
Right, but the wedding planner where she was like teal, the color of game.
Yeah. Game.
That's and I honestly color. Love you. What? Sorry.
Okay. No. I don't. Bold colors.
I do.
Like pink?
Like what is like
bright colors. Like, brights are in this year. Instead like of like pastels, it's moving to brights.
Okay, I do.
I do-ish.
I do. Greenery.
I think it depends on when you get married.
I do.
I do as well. I had greenery in my own.
I don't know.
Okay. Games at the reception.
Like what games?
Like cornhole, croquet.
I do.
Yeah. I do too.
I do.
I do.
I was wanted going Carlin to do it so bad.
I was going to.
I hate her that she didn't.
cocktail hour starting before the ceremony.
I do. Oh my gosh, I do.
I did it, so I do too.
Yes, I did.
Like it.
So
my
did.
Bar was
I
open.
I did champagne, but I
do, and that's where, and you should say what your friend Tara did, but that. About that.
Oh, so my friend Tara, she was found out she was pregnant before my wedding.
Oh, yeah.
And she went up
Tara.
To the bartender. Oh, yeah, you guys did her wedding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She went up to the bartender and slipped him a 20 or something and said, I'm pregnant, but no one here knows, but I need you to make it look like I'm drinking because if they notice I'm not drinking, they'll know.
How hilarious is that?
And he did. And I literally thought
so
she got wasted.
Though,
yeah. Because I'm going to have to do that.
But also
That's
so
good.
Good. Why are you... Oh, she's about to sip champagne.
No,
she's not pregnant yet.
No, I'm saying I'm going to have to do that because any moment that I'm not drinking,
same.
Somebody's going to know.
I didn't drink at a Tuesday once and someone was like, are you pregnant?
I just went to brunch with a couple and she didn't drink and I almost asked her if she was pregnant. But then I was like, nope.
See?
Won't do that.
See?
It's the first thing I pick up when I walk into a room, if they're drinking or not. And I ask always. It's probably not the best thing to do, but I do.
Sorry. Right. We digress.
So Stephanie's definitely gonna know.
And she knew I would do that.
Because I spent so much time
with
both
of them. But she didn't want to take your thunder.
No, that's great.
So, yeah.
Well, it was also very early.
Yes.
She's also drinking at my bachelorette party where she was pregnant.
And she didn't know.
No.
No, and well, she cried
she
on the way.
She had been told she wasn't pregnant.
Yeah. Because we rode up with her, and she was really upset. And she said that she took a test and everything, and
it came back negative.
It came back negative.
And she has the cutest little boy.
He's so cute.
Oh, my God. He's so cute.
So chocolate up for a win in your wedding column. Hey. They have a baby now. Okay, an all-white bridal party.
Oh.
Hell no.
No.
So, guys, Gabrielle and Dwayne.
All white.
Oh, no.
They didn't have
a bridal party.
It was the kids, right?
Yeah, but they had all of their guests were white.
Oh, that's different. That's
so
not on my list.
I'm angry here's the other thing. People wear white to a wedding.
Here's the thing. I don't like it because I was invited to a wedding and was supposed to be in a wedding that was all white. And it was so stupid.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't do that for myself, but I think it's
can
beautiful.
Be done.
Yeah.
Right. Sorry, I think it can be done right, but I don't think it's something that you do all the time.
I think that if you're going to do it, it needs to be your second marriage.
Mm, okay.
I agree with that.
Ladies, take note.
Yeah.
Just in case. Food trucks.
I do.
At your wedding?
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
I
depending on venue.
Yeah, I do.
Not
I
Bella Colina.
A lot of times they have them on the way out. Definitely. But I read today that the trend now is so just like at like the wedding. Oh.
So I wanted to have them at after
on the way out. Yeah, that like I'm a, cool with. I'm
like an sure after snack. I wanted to do that.
Elaborate entrances.
I do, guys. I do.
I don't.
I don't.
Tech effects. So I read this thing. People are having like stuff broadcast like up on the ceiling, mm-hmm. and like instead of like having a lot of decorations, it's all like oh. gobos and stuff.
Again, depends on what or venue.
I would say I do.
I do. So there's a photo booth company that
does is, that.
Yeah. So when you're taking photos, the photos that are being taken, your guests can see it.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah. We use them at my company's Christmas party, which is amazing, which we're going to end up using them at our wedding. So we cool. just need to make sure that's that cool. Lake Mary has the ability to do that.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Translucent cakes. It's not a naked cake. It's not a cake with frosting. It's somewhere in between.
No,
I don't. I don't.
I don't.
Someone at the wedding doing portraits, not a photo booth.
I
someone
don't.
Painting portraits.
I don't.
Painting? Not even like a caricature?
No, painting portraits. It's a trend this year.
No.
No. I don't want to say what okay. I really want to say.
And, hell no. And the last one is furry friends. But I'm not talking about dogs. I'm talking about other animals like pigs.
No.
Llamas.
No. I don't.
Horses.
I don't. A lion?
Why?
No, I don't.
Tiger?
Because
they're
oh my,
are you
farm?
Kidding me?
No.
No. It's not all a petting right. zoo.
Thank you.
So we don't.
Yes, no.
All right, well, that's it for my games.
Yay. Oh,
love
well,
the games.
That was great. Yeah.
We're going to have you back because yeah. I feel like we could spend hours talking about
and
all
we don't
this.
Have to fine. Talk about wedding stuff. We can talk about other things the next time you come back.
We can talk about all the shows we're going to start watching.
Yeah. yeah.
We can talk about that wedding that we're going to all watch tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Or tonight.
Guys, yeah. we can just make a show off of watching Gabrielle and Dwayne. I think I might be the only one that was obsessed with it. But
I mean, now I have
amazing.
To watch it.
I'm
mean,
sure it has yeah. millions of views on YouTube, though.
We can pull it up right now.
Just not three people in the room right now.
She's not my, well, she's a cousin through marriage, but not anymore because they're divorced. Her husband is his chef.
So, was she at the wedding?
Of course. Yes. She knows somebody that knows somebody that
you
knows somebody.
Know, yeah.
We digress.
Six but degrees yeah, of Carlin Tribble.
That could be an episode one day.
Thank
yeah.
you for coming.
Yeah. Thanks
yes,
for coming.
Steve, thank you so much. It was so fun. So
we like to end with a cheers.
Yeah, we like to end with a cheers.
All right.
Mine's
and
empty.
And we remind people to follow us on social media.
Twitter and Instagram yes. at Shamps and Gossip.
And listen to our podcast.
Our blog will be coming soon.
It doesn't have to be empty, wait, Darnell.
Oh. Our guest is pounding
yeah,
her Shamps.
It doesn't have to be empty.
Boomerang this.
Oh, you should. Oh, see that?
Yes, again. Boomerang.
You can cheers.
Yeah,
can
so cheers. We're going to cheers, and we'll see everybody next Tuesday.
Cheers.
See you next Tuesday.